this evening we're going to do something a little different. I've been talking a lot about doing devotions or quiet times and studying your Bible, and I just thought that I would do a little rundown of what I do when I study my Bible. This evening we're going to be in Psalm 150, okay? In Psalm 150 it says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him in his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Now, what do I do is, usually I read through a book of the Bible, okay? And right now, for instance, I'm reading through Matthew, okay? The reason I'm not using that as an illustration is because the chapters are pretty long, okay? You're talking 50, 60 some verses, okay? So what I do is, in the morning when I get up, I pray. I have a prayer list. I open it up. I have a notebook that has all the people I'm praying for, me, myself, my family, missionaries that we support, my pastor, my church, the different churches in the area, okay? And that's how I start my day, okay? After I put the coffee on and I have the coffee making, I do my prayer, okay? And then when the coffee's made, usually by the time I get done praying, the coffee is made, okay? So I pour a cup of coffee, and then I read the next chapter in whatever book of the Bible I'm reading, okay? And I read from the entire chapter. And then after I've read that, I think about, meditate on that chapter throughout the day. Now, if I have a chance to look at the chapter again, like, let's say I went to work and I had to go to work and I had a lunch break or whatever, or I got home. If I felt like it, I'd go through the chapter again, but whatever I remember out of the chapter, I think about what I've read. Okay. Now you might want to shorten that. You might want to read stories. Like if there's a parable, multiple parables in a chapter, you might want to choose, go chapter, parable by parable. But the important thing is read through your Bible. When you do devotions, you should never use a devotional, okay? You cannot do devotionals with a devotional, okay? Because here it is. When you do your devotions, when you grow in Christ, when you study your Bible, you are reading the Bible for the Lord to speak through you, okay? He's to speak to you out of his word. If you're doing a devotion where someone's written down a passage of scripture and you're supposed to read it, then you're supposed to read what they got out of the passage, right? That's like going to church and hearing your preacher preach. Well, what you're doing is you're getting what that God told them, not what God told you, okay? And it might be inspirational and it might be good, but it's not feeding you, okay? It's like the equivalent of someone eating a meal, okay, eating a meal and then going and using the energy from that meal and going and doing something for somebody else. Well, that's great and all, but, and I'm using this illustration so it's not gross, but it's great that I got the energy from that and I can go to somebody's house and I can mow their lawn. But no matter how great me mowing their lawn is, it's still not the equivalent and still not as good as you going to dinner and eating the meal that I ate. Okay? So you're never going to grow in Christ if you're getting someone else's nourishment. Okay? You have to study the Bible, you have to pray, and you have to meet with God personally. And you cannot meet God personally if you're going through someone else's devotion, okay? So I read the chapter, and then I meditate during the day. I think about it. If I get a chance to look it over again, I do that all day. Okay. And I keep my mind on that through the day, you know, and when it comes to my mind, I think about the things I can remember. I don't worry about the stuff I forgot because you're never, if you read a chapter, you're never going to remember everything. Okay. At the end of the day, right before I go to bed, I go back to my Bible. I read the same chapter again. Okay. Like, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery in the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Okay. There's so much knowledge in here. You know, what kind of music can I listen to? What kind of music should I listen to? Well, you know, the Bible, if you read Psalms, it gives you a list of pretty much every instrument that will ever be created in the entire universe. It doesn't matter if it's electronic or not. It's still got these major components. Okay. The cymbal, the sound, the strings, all those types of things pretty much covers every instrument, every minute. Okay. So basically every music style that's ever been invented is invented based on these instruments. Okay. So there's really no guideline as to saying, oh, this can be used, because God's pretty much listed every, instrument that will ever be invented, and he's applied it to any type of music ever made. All right. Look in 6, it says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Okay. Now I've read that twice. I've got to the end of the day. I've meditated on it. And then I choose a key verse out of the chapter. One key verse. Now, especially if you read a lengthy chapter, you will, when you pick a verse, a lot of times the verses are not cut off. It's not a sentence. Okay. It's not always a sentence. There have been times where I had to choose two verses because I realized the complete thought was in two verses, because two verses made a complete sentence. Okay. In this one, we have verse 6. I'm going to go with the verse 6 as the key verse. Now, this does not mean that, remember, the Bible has a message, okay? And it's not up to private interpretation. In other words, you can't take a passage of scripture and make it mean whatever you want it to mean. You have to find the meaning. So in every passage, there is a key verse, a key thought that unlocks what that actually is talking about. And that's it. That's what it means. But what we're talking about the key verse of what God wants to speak to you about today. Okay? So it'll be different for different people, and it'll be different at different times. I'll read this same chapter 2 months, or Psalm 2 months from now, and God may lay something else in the chapter that's more important, another verse that's more important at the time and he wants to speak to me about. Okay? So I'm choosing verse 6. Let everything that hath praise, that hath breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Because I think you go through all the instruments and all the how you do it and the genres of music and the different styles. It's basically getting down to this one thing. No matter what music style you use, no matter what thing you use, make sure that when you're doing praise, you're worshiping God, that it's, the focus is on praising God. Okay? So verse 6 is my key verse. And so make sure that you write that down. When I do mine, I write down the passage at the top. I put quiet time. And then I write like Psalm 150. All right? Verses 1 through 6. Key verse, Psalm 150, verse 6. And then I actually write that verse down. Okay? And if you want to, write the verse in your Bible. Write it the way it is in your Bible. And then if you want to, rephrase it the way you would say it. if you were speaking, just talking, what you think the verse is saying exactly. I don't do that generally, especially not in this verse. Let everything that hath praise, breath, praise the Lord, praise you the Lord. That's pretty simple. So there's no reason for me to rewrite it, okay? Once I've done that, I ask a series of questions. The first question is there a command to obey in that verse? Is there a command to obey in that verse, okay? Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise you the Lord. So I should praise the Lord. So I write that down. I write command, dot, dot, praise the Lord. Okay, I should be praising the Lord. However you want it. If you want to write a whole sentence, write it out. Right? God wants me to praise Him, worship Him, whatever. Whatever comes to your mind. The second one is there a promise? Is there a promise to claim? No, there's not. It doesn't mention a promise, so I put no. Then it says, then another one is there a sin? Is there a sin that I need to avoid? Okay? No, there's no sin there listed. I don't try to read into it, okay? I don't try to say, well, if I don't praise God, that's a sin. You start doing that, you kind of have a tendency to here's the thing, it stresses you out trying to think that way, okay? And it complicates things. Just make it simple, okay? Because you do not, what you want, you don't want to do, especially for those of you that have never done this before, I don't want you to get discouraged. Don't overthink it, okay? This is not an essay. It's not a pop quiz. The whole point of doing devotions, doing your quiet time, is to get a relationship with God. He's speaking to you through His Word. You're speaking to Him through prayer. That's what this is all about. You having a relationship, a personal relationship with God. Finding out who He is and what He wants from you. You know, that's the whole point of this. The whole point of Christianity is you having a personal relationship with God, okay? And your relationship with God should not be stressful, okay? So the fourth thing is application. Apply. Is there an application? There's always these other verses, all these other questions you may not have an answer for, but you will always have an application, okay? Let everything that hath beareth, praise the Lord, praise you the Lord. It doesn't say if you feel good, praise the Lord. Doesn't say if everything's going your way, praise the Lord. It doesn't say don't praise the Lord if there's a death in the family or if you have cancer or if you know what I'm saying? It says praise ye the Lord. Okay? That's all it says. Praise ye the Lord. Okay? Because He's worthy of praise. Okay? So the application is no matter what's going on in my life, okay? No matter what's going on in my life, I should praise the Lord. Why is that? Because He's worthy to be praised. He died for my sins. So Jesus Christ died on the cross. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for me on the cross. Gave Himself. Gave me eternal life freely. It's a free gift. Okay? I have eternal life. He made the point to make an effort to have a relationship with me because it pleased Him to have a relationship with me. Okay? That is why I should praise the Lord. Okay? We know this. That's why it doesn't give an explanation. It's like, praise the Lord because, hey, He's the Lord. He's the creator of the universe. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created. And when you read that phrase in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created, put your name right there. Put your name right there. In the beginning, God created you. He created you. And He saved you to have a relationship with you. Okay? It's personal. We have a personal relationship with the God of the universe. So why wouldn't we want to praise Him? Okay? You see how this is going? This is my quiet time. This is my devotional. This is me. You're not going to get that from Utmost for His Highest or whatever it is. I was like, you're not going to get that. You know why? Because you're reading what God told Him. You're not reading. This is personal. If you're not going to your Bible and it's just you and God and the Holy Ghost in your Bible, you're missing it. You're missing your, you know, you can't be spoon fed from the pastor and the preacher and from devotional books. And you have to be a grown adult going to God in a personal relationship. Do you know that if you had, it'd be similar to, instead of you talking to your wife or your husband or writing letters, love letters, you know, back in the day we used to do that. Love letters to your wife and your husband, things of that nature. No, your wife is actually talking to someone else. Someone else is writing your wife's love letters. She's writing them love letters. And then you're getting the love letters from that other person and reading what your wife thinks of that other person and what that other person thinks of your wife. That's the equivalent of doing a devotional book. Okay? We don't want that. All right? We want to have a personal relationship with God. We want to spend personal time with God and have that personal time. And you can only do that from going to the Word yourself. Okay? The next thing is make sure that when you read the chapter that you're in context, you know. Make sure you know who it's being written to. You know, don't take a verse, a passage out of the Old Testament and apply it to the church. Literally, apply it to the church. You know, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves, da 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 da. That's to the Jews. That was to the Jews, and he healed their crops. I don't have any crops. You know, I don't have any crops. I'm not Jewish. That verse is literally not speaking to me. Now, you can make a spiritual application, but most people don't make spiritual applications. They usually try to apply it to America or to the church, and then they try to say, well, you know, things would get better if we would just repent. That's not even a scriptural doctrine there. Make sure that you ask who this is. You know, the English, the English rules, you know, you use the rules of reading when you read a book, you know, who, what, when, where, how applies to the Bible. When you read it, who is it talking to? What is it talking about? How is it being worded? You know, those types of things, verbs, nouns, those, you know, simple things. But that's how I do my devotions. That's how I do my quiet times. Start in the morning, I read the chapter, I meditate on it during the day, and then at night, I sit down and read the chapter again and see if my thoughts of meditation through the day has changed how I looked at the chapter. Am I noticing verses that before I just read through them? There's verses that are more important now that I've meditated on it. And then I do my devotion and I write it down and I answer the questions and I think about them. I don't rush through it. I do it and I give God ample time to speak to me and, then I pray again and that's how I do my devotions. Now, that's just a guideline. There are many different ways that you can do them. But I think that's a good, solid, system of, studying your Bible. And I do believe, no matter what anybody says, I do believe that no matter how you read your Bible, you should do it systematically. Book by book by book. You shouldn't skip around. You shouldn't read a verse in Psalm and then read a verse in Matthew and then the next day read a verse in here. I mean, you're never going to grow as a Christian if you do that. You have to read book by book. You wouldn't do that with a novel. You wouldn't do that with any other book on the planet. And you shouldn't do it with the Bible because you will get confused and, you won't grow. The whole point is to nurture your relationship with God and let Him lead you. Abide in Christ. And how do you abide in Christ? You abide in Christ by abiding in his doctrine. If you love me, keep my commandments. Well, how can you keep God's commandments if you don't know God's commandments? And how are you going to keep his commandments if you don't read the Bible? How are you going to, how is he going to speak to you if you never open his word? You know, it's a personal relationship. Your relationship with God, the universe, is a personal relationship. And like all relationships, it takes time and it takes energy. And you have to spend time with God for you to grow. Okay? And do not miss out on that. I thank you for listening to me this evening. God bless and good night.